This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Special announcement coming up in just minutes, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
We have one birthday shout-out, which leads me to believe 9 months ago, nothing was going on.
No one was having sex.
9 months ago. What was 9 months ago? What was going on 9 months ago?
Yeah, what was 9 months ago?
One birthday.
Would that be January the 21st?
All right. That seems like a pretty boring-ass day.
Okay.
Nothing to do. I don't even want to have sex.
Yeah.
Either way.
Probably like a Tuesday in January.
Yeah. Kyle's parents had sex.
Yeah, Kyle.
Shout out
Kyle's parents are always having sex.
They were horn dogs, man.
Yeah,
well
they're
known.
Doing it right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to my husband, Kyle, the Navy deep sea diver. It is his 36th trip around the sun, and he is currently in California preparing for a 6-month deployment. So can the dirty Germans give him some advice on how to celebrate his birthday tonight? Green beans and some turtle sex. Thanks, guys, for all the laughter and entertainment over the years. Cheers with much love from his wife, Christina, daughter, Fiona, son, Leyland, and pupper dog, Jake the Golden.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean. Green bean.
Yeah, for your birthday, we're not saying to take walk home with you, but you're a deep sea diver. I'd say tonight perhaps you're a deep V diver.
Yeah, sounds like this whole family enjoys the deep sea.
Yeah.
So you know what else sea stands for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be deep. Make sure you use, Miles, what's your call set sing? It's
turbo tongue tickler?
Use your periscope.
Oh, yeah.
Turbo tongue tickler. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's that little ring you put on your tongue.
Yeah, it's also banned in Deutschland.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, here you go. Our guy.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here, guys. Catching up to your show on the Odyssey app. And you guys were talking about the guy in Australia who had his leg bitten off by Jaws. We do have universal health care here called Medicare. So he would have not have had to pay a cent to have his leg wound or reattachment sorted out. But as with any health system, there are some out-of-pocket costs such as private rehab and possibly loss of income, etc. Certainly better to have that happen here than in the U.S., where you're likely to get charged for breathing the hospital air, let alone any medical procedure.
No kidding.
Here, you'll leave with both your nipples intact. All the land. Cheers, guys. That from Aaron from Melbourne, Australia.
All the land.
Emergency driving poop is the subject. All of it, y'all, is catching up again on the podcast. A little while ago, you were talking about people needing to poop while on the road. This just happened to me. I was driving to a friend's house that lives about 25 miles away to drop off my dog before I go on vacation. Right before I got on the freeway, I started getting the sweats. I knew what was going down. Flipped a U and averaged 80 miles an hour all the way back home. Currently sitting on the toilet in glorious victory. Rock on, fellas. That from John the Muck Ace Guy.
I'm glad that that was sent from the toilet.
I had one this weekend, man. I didn't think I was going to make it, man.
How much longer do you think you could have lasted?
2 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe.
Where were you?
I was on a golf course. And I mean, I was just like, surely to God, there's going to be a bathroom coming up shortly. And then it was a long-ass par five. And I'm like, no, not the longest hole in the course.
You go to the bathroom or go into the trees?
I went into the actual bathroom, and it was probably one of the most foul things I've done this year. Where I was like, damn, man. Like, kind of smells like death.
Mad at yourself.
As far as the subject of worst pain ever, broken heel post-surgery. Guys, after a 15-foot fall off of a ladder and breaking my heel bone, I eventually went in for surgery. They installed a tube connected to a medicine ball into my ankle. The point of this was to keep everything under my left knee numb for 3 days after the surgery. I found out why. Less than 24 hours after the surgery, I suddenly could feel my pinky toe. Within an hour, I was in what I can only explain as blackout pain. I do not remember much, just being in excruciating pain. Painkillers, they did nothing. I've had 2 fingers get hit by a lawnmower blade. That did not even compare to the pain I was feeling for a horrible 8 hours. It eventually started working again, and it was a glorious moment. Funny side story. I went in to get my cast off and get fitted for a walking boot. When the nurse took off my cast, her first comment was, "Oh, you must have a dog." She must have seen my confused look because she then said, "Oh, you just have real hairy legs, honey."
Oh, damn.
She wasn't wrong. I do have very hairy legs, and that cast looked like it came off Bigfoot's bloody foot. 2 stitches had ripped. It was bloody, hairy mess. That cast was nasty. And yes, my leg looked like a baby leg by the time I was able to walk again. It's crazy how fast you lose muscle mass. That is a fact.
You must have a dog.
When you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah. Gets weird real quick.
You must got a dog. There's no way you're this hairy.
It's impossible.
And guys, on the subject of phantom pain, I'm catching up on some of your older shows on the Odyssey app. You guys had questions about phantom pain for people who have lost their limbs. I'm actually in a wheelchair after I broke my back 8 years ago. And so I get the phantom pain in my legs, which it's nerve pain that is burning and kind of feels like pins and needles.
Okay.
You can't take simple things like Tylenol or Advil, but need medication for treating nerve pain. The other thing that you can do is lidocaine IVs, which is kind of like getting drunk while it's going through your veins, but once it's done, you kind of sober up. Thanks, guys. That from Duncan. And one more. On the subject of spills and messes. Guys, catching up on the Odyssey app, the biggest spill or mess I ever cleaned up was my father-in-law's double-wide trailer in the forest. He called my wife one day saying he was picked up by ambulance and had to go to the hospital. Knowing that I wasn't going to be much help at the hospital, I decided to go to his home, see if I could get it ready for his return. Upon my arrival, I was met with a living room full of trash, consisting of alcohol bottles, newspapers, food remnants, etc. This turned out to be the case in every room in the entire house. His bedroom was full of newspapers and large Tide laundry detergent containers full of insulin syringes. Cherry on top, however, was the bathroom. It was evident he had maybe taken a stumble off the toilet in the middle of a massive number two. Remnants of that were left there for 2 days until my arrival. Good friend of mine and I utilized snow shovels, gloves, masks, and a large fire pit to clean up the best we could. The bathroom situation was quite possibly the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my life. After all the work we put in, took another few hours the next day with 4 to 6 people having to clean up countertops, cabinets, and to make the situation livable again. Thanks, guys. That from Ramon.
God, that sounds horrible.
That does. Yeah. That's absolutely
brutal.
Crazy. Okay, let's see here. If we could, let's get a contestant in line for your guess as good as mine now at 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, we have a little announcement to make. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing has been a huge success. Believe it or not, we are easily over in 1,500 locations. The beer is selling amazingly.
Good beer.
How much money is being donated to our 3 local Fisher houses is just a testament to you. So thank you so much for hooking that up. Now, in the spirit of the holiday season,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The fine folks at Black Raven Brewing have put together a little something special for you. It is a brand new beer in limited release, the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter. Exclusively from Black Raven Brewing Company, 7.5 ABV.
That means it's the holidays.
It's going to be available now until the end of the year. Our holidays, holiday porter. It's that time of year again.
It's holidays.
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 Holidays. Holidays. Holidays. Yes, exactly. Holidays is a special brew for a special season. Like all great things, the holiday brew was inspired, they say, by some legendary balls.
Some legendary balls.
That would be Grandma's Rum Balls.
Ah,
ooh, okay. That is perfectly blended into this beautifully tasting beer, perfectly spiced and soaked in just enough rum balls to bring home a little holiday cheer.
All right.
As you know, a portion of the proceeds go to our local Fisher Houses, helping veterans in need, which should give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, like the beer. Now, here's one thing that you need to know about the Men's Room Holidays beer. First of all, it is only going to be available in limited release,
mm-hmm,
and on draft in some of our some of the locations that have been carrying the beer for years.
Right. So it's not in a can. It is not in a bottle. It is strictly on tap for the olden days.
Yes. Now, if you know anything about Black Raven Brewing and you enjoy a porter, if you've ever had the Coco Jones Porter,
mm-hmm,
it is probably one of the best porters out there.
Oh, easily.
We have not tasted this beer yet, but from what we understand with Grandma's Rum Balls in there, this is one of the tastiest beers as far as the holiday season. And again, proceeds benefit our friends at the three local Fisher Houses. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little Men's Room Holidays launch party. That is going to go down Saturday, November the 2nd from 4 till 8 at the Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville.
Nice.
So 4 hours of tasting the beer, hanging out with you. Hopefully you'll get a chance to stop by for a little holiday cheer.
Please do, man.
Saturday, November the 2nd. I believe that you could probably get growlers of this beer.
Okay.
To take home with you.
I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah.
You know? But either way, it's the perfect beer for the perfect time of the year. I mean, look outside at the weather.
Yeah.
It's porter season. So keep in mind, this is only going to be out for a couple months. On Friday, we will have a complete list of all the bars, tap rooms, and restaurants that are going to be carrying the Holidays Holiday Porter.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm excited.
Again, that party is Saturday, November the 2nd, from 4 till 8. It is absolutely free. Hopefully you can stop by, try the brand new porter, hang out with us for the launch party. It's a Saturday afternoon. You got nothing else going on. Stop by and hang out and drink some beer.
Yeah, come say what's up.
And I would argue this. Even if you're like, man, I don't like porters, just go to Black Raven Brew. If you like beer, they have a beer that you're really going to like.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah, come try the porter, then you can drink something else.
Yeah, man.
All of the details on the beer right now at KISW.com. So hopefully we'll see you up. We always have a great time up there. The brewery is fantastic, man, and it's a great spot to hang out and have some fun. Again, it's absolutely free. Stop by, have a couple beers with us, and hopefully you get a chance to try the brand new beer.
And if nothing else, just look for the tap handle. I think the tap handle looks awesome.
Yeah!
I love it. It's got the Raven, but you got a little Christmas cheer around them, I think.
Exactly.
We can say.
And this beer is perfect for this time of year. Again,
yes.
7.5% alcohol in there. It's a great sipping beer. And it's got Grandma's Rum Balls in it. So what more do you want other than that?
Why don't you tell them the date again?
November the 2nd is Saturday from 4 until 8.
Nice.
Why is that?
Some people didn't hear it.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Are you meaning yourself?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be there from Saturday from 4 until 8 on November the 2nd. It is a little launch party for the beer. Okay, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Don't know the guy personally, but his name is Gary. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola. Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as
beer,
mine.
I love it.
Oh, you know what? I think you're really going to like this one, man.
Yeah, I just have a sneaky
gonna
suspicion.
I'm going to be there, brothers.
Nice.
I know a lot of people accuse us of just putting out a beer just so we can throw a party. They might not be wrong.
No, absolutely not. And, of course, helping out our friends at the Fisher House. All right, Gary, in honor of the brand new beer getting set to launch, the categories, we have the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. They say there's over 100 distinct styles of beer, from light blonde ales to creamy stouts around the world. But these are the 10 most popular styles in the world. And the next category is all about the barbecue. Which U.S. city should you pick to be at the top of your barbecue bucket list? They have picked the top 10 cities in the United States if you enjoy barbecue. So, Gary, are you going to go beer or barbecue? On your guess is as good as mine.
There's no barbecue on my bucket list. I want a bucket of beer, brothers.
All right. Gary, you know the game is played.
I need a bucket of barbecue.
You know, I would. If they just put it in a bucket and said, will you eat this?
Go to KFC, yes. Then. Ha!
I mean, I was at a place in Dallas. We ordered a trough.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's exactly what they say it is.
Huh. Interesting.
Point. Point. Point.
All right, Gary, you know styles of beer. These are the 10 most popular in the world. What is your first guess on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
You got to go with the lager. I know it's in there.
Lager's number one.
Yeah, that is number one.
They say some wine styles are quite obscure and hard to find, but others, like the American lager, are just the opposite. They are everywhere. American lagers are bottom fermented with lager yeast, which produce light, refreshing beers with little to no aromas.
Miles.
You won't find hop or malt aromas. These lagers are straightforward and easy to drink. Some examples of the American lager. That would include Budweiser, Coors Original, the Grain Belt Premium Lager, Miller High Life.
All right.
You get the idea. And Gary, because we're on the subject, number two on the list is the International Lager. And since they're both lagers, I'm going to give you that.
That's fair. Right.
So it's a two-for-one deal.
They call it international lagers?
They do. Very similar to American lagers, but in their own category. International lagers are uncomplicated and always refreshing, never complicated, and with little aroma. They are also fermented with lager yeast and have low alcohol by volume, between about 4.6 and 6%.
Yeah.
And as with American lagers, these popular beers are not... they're more, I guess, worldwide. And often quite inexpensive. For an example, you have the Moretti's of the world.
Yep.
As far as Italian beers. You have Corona Extra, Red Stripe, Singha, Heineken, and even like Full Sail Session Premium Lagers, which is an international lager, although it's made here in the United States. Just got that flavor profile.
Yeah, it's made down in Oregon. Down to my Hood River.
They have some great beer. All right, Gary, so with one guess, you've got two out of the 10. What is your next guest on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
Well, you know, the Pilsner.
Number seven.
It's got to be in there.
It is, and it's number seven. The Pilsner style, born in the Czech Republic, and was first blonde-colored beer in history. Pilsner beers are an excellent transition beer if you want to go from industrial beer to craft beer. Examples include Pilsner Urquell, for an example.
Okay, all right.
Anything that is a lighter beer. Black Raven has a wonderful Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yep. They also have a Pilsner with a squeeze of lime if you head up to Black Raven, which is fantastic. All right, Gary, you're 3 for 3. What is your next guess? On your guess is as good as mine.
The famous Hefeweizen. It's got to be in there.
The Hefeweizen. The Hefeweizen is in there. That is number six. It is considered a wheat beer.
Yep, for sure.
Wheat beers are crowd pleasers. They're made by adding wheat to the grain bill, which gives to the concoction a rich mouthfeel, aromas reminiscent of bread and tropical fruits. Sometimes they're hazy, sometimes they're milky. But either way, some of their examples include Hefeweizen's, Weiss Unser Original. I believe that Hofbräu has an amazing Hefeweizen, one of the first in the world. Goose Island, if you're in the Chicago area, they're 312 Urban Wheat Ale. All right, let's see.
I would think Blue Moon's got to be the most popular American.
I would think so. Yeah.
Hefeweizen. That is correct. What was the other one? Shock Top for a while, but I guess it kind of faded out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That was bad.
Okay, so you got wheat beer, the Hefs, you got the Pilsner, and you got the lagers. What's next?
Well, we're gonna have to go with the stouts, of course, like the Guinness. That's a traditional yummy.
Number five on the list. These dark, almost black beers are made with roasted malt, which imparts coffee, char, and chocolate aromas, and a creamy mouthfeel. I've been told that. Stouts are made with ale yeast, so they have a complex nose. some of the examples. Deschutes, Obsidian Stout. North Coast Old Number 38. Yep. You've got Rogue Shakespeare Stout. Sierra Nevada Stout.
I like
Stout.
A good stout, man. Yep. I really do, yeah.
That's
Obsidian is really good. That'll knock your socks off.
Okay.
That tends to happen
Deschutes
with stouts.
Brewery, good stuff.
All right, Gary, you got
the G.
You're halfway to home, man. You've got 5 of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. The American Lager, the International Lager, Stout, the Hefeweizen Wheat Beers, and Pilsners. So what is going to be your next guess?
Let's see. This is going to be tough because I'm running out of ideas here. Let's see.
You got ales. You got porters.
Yeah, we got to have a porter because, God darn it, that's what we're doing.
That's the whole point of this. The porter is number 8 on the list. Yes, Gary, that is correct. This English style of dark beer is very similar to the stouts, but it's lighter and less intense. They're deep red hued instead of black and have a thinner foam. Examples include Anchor Porter, Deschutes Black Butt Porter, Founders Porter,
right there.
Men's Room Ola Days Porter from Black Raven.
This will
Brewing
be my
Cup.
Next favorite, of course.
Yes, it will be.
I'm a big porter fan. Man, stouts and porters, I am down.
With Grandma's
sure.
Rum Balls. All right, you got 6 out of 10. Gary, what's your next guess here on the 10 most popular beer styles in the world?
We got to go with the ales. The ales are in there.
The pale ale?
We can go with pale if that's what you like. I like ales. There's lots of them, but ales, I don't know. There you go. Ales.
I think
pale
you have to be good. Specific with the ale.
What would
buddy.
You consider to be an ale
All right,
beer?
Let's go pale ale.
All right, number 3. I was going to say, what do you consider an ale?
Oh, there's like Scottish ales. All right, okay. Dark ales.
All right, fair enough. Okay, the American pale ale.
Indian yeah, don't go Bubba ales. On us. Yeah, here we
Does
go.
Does that count IPAs, Miles? With
no.
Pale ale? No.
This is the American
So I would go
pale
with IPAs because no. they're also pretty big and popular.
Yeah, I haven't got to those yet, but we're getting there.
Okay.
Well, we got to get some answers.
Well, let's go with IPA then, brother.
Number
there you
four,
go.
The
See, I got you.
like the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. That's a perfectly good example of a delicious India pale ale.
Agreed.
And in fact, it's sitting here on my patio deck. Right next to me.
Nice.
Excellent. I got a 6-pack waiting for me at home for the game tonight.
All right, you're 8 of 10. And so far, Gary, no strikes against you. There are 2 different style beers left in the category of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. One, if you were listening earlier on the show, I admitted I can't stand them.
Oh, darn. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Gosh, darn it. Because I was like, well, I don't like the sours. Nah.
I gave you the clue.
I would go sours then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The sour beers.
10 on the list. All right,
that's
Gary.
Still, I don't like
that is the 10 most popular beer style in the world.
Wow, that surprises me.
There is one more ale style out there.
My gosh. Okay?
You kind of touched on it a little bit. There are different categories of this, but this one is pretty specific. I want to say that Georgetown makes it sometimes seasonally. They have a charity beer that's based around this one. It's a limited release, but they definitely do this one. Steve, you used to be a big fan of this style back in the day.
Was I drinking? I don't want to say it out loud.
Yeah,
man, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Georgetown, I'm trying to think. I might have seen the can somewhere.
So it's an ale
on the shelf.
But the ale is described with a color.
That's correct.
I'm thinking, is it a color?
It's a color.
Oh, yeah.
I used to drink that. God, I forgot about that.
There is a brand, and I know the English love it.
Examples. Examples include Full Sail Amber, the Deschutes Cinder Cone Red, the Kona Lava Man Red, and the North Coast Red Seal
Red Ale.
There you go, American Red and Brown Ale. Very good, guys.
Yeah.
What's the popular one, Phil, that everybody drinks?
What, Red Ale?
Or Brown Ale?
It was like Newcastle almost considered.
I think it might be Newcastle.
Yeah, there's.
I'm picturing the same thing you are, and I was racking my brain like, what is the name of this? Yeah, I used to drink the hell out of that.
Gary, he nails it. And no strikes against him. He ran the table. So very good.
That's our kind of listener.
Speaking of, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tuck, out of minutes. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research says music may be the best medicine after surgery.
Really?
Oh, yeah? I think it's the Valium, but...
You know what, man? Mike, I agree with you more. The Valium will then make the music.
I'm about to say, that kind of helps the music.
It really... Because at that point, you put on anything, I don't care.
I say that I've never taken Valium in my life.
That's the one prescription drug that I actually like. I was like, this stuff is like, it's basically like weed. Prescription drug weed.
But you know it's good because when they give you the script, they'll say it's for 9 days. 9 days.
9 days.
There's 9 pills. You want to take 3 of them because it feels good? They're like, knock yourself. We will not give you a refill before day 10.
You'd be shocked also. I mean, I have some buddies that are EMTs. I mean, people could be all hyped up on whatever or whatever. You hit them with that Valium. Like, they're going to chill out in the back of that bus.
Yeah.
Can we do that, like, for the cops, right? You got a gun. You got a taser. You're trying to de-escalate a situation. Instead of hitting them with the taser, right, hit them with the Valium darts.
Like me would just be like, I'm crazy.
Oh, no, wow. It was one time.
Ted's running down the street. Now he just wants Valium.
You got a bad hangover on a Sunday. You know, a little anxiety. And just go get crazy on the street.
I'm going to go slap my neighbor.
My wife went in for a surgery earlier on in our relationship. And they were giving her something. And I think it was basically liquid Valium as she was sitting there in the bed. And she starts freaking out at me. She says, Mike, I'm not feeling too good. I'm feeling nauseous. The room's spinning. Like, I don't feel very good. This is freaking me out. I don't like it. The nurse who's at the foot of her bed setting stuff up, he says, quit fighting him, man. Just relax into it.
Yeah.
She goes,
quit fighting.
And as soon as she relaxed, she's like, this stuff's actually really good.
That's awesome.
That's all they gave me.
Just enjoy the high, man.
Yeah, they did locals and stuff when I had that vein surgery, but it took a while. So then they're like, here, take a couple more Valium. Same thing. Like, that's the best trip to Target ever. I had to go walk around on the leg to keep the blood flowing.
Yeah.
And like my buddy at one point, he was like, oh, you were on one in Target. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you were going to spend like $200 on decoration. Like, for what? He's like, for your apartment? I don't know. Because you seemed happy.
Damn right.
Valium.
A trophy wife volunteered on Reddit to answer any and all questions about her relationship with her 50 years older husband.
Oh, yeah. It's called mouth hugs.
Yeah.
Exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, I'm making no bones about it. We don't love each other. He wanted, you know, something that looks like me to take around to his friends whenever he goes to wherever it is he goes.
He went to the
I wanted the money.
Belichick went to the corn maze. Right. And so what? It wasn't like he was trying to.
Yeah, windows up. Right.
And basically, she worked at the country club, and she was always flirting with the dudes that came in there because she wanted to find money.
Yeah.
And she found it, and he wanted a trophy piece to take around his friends. He says, she says, we are not in love with each other. Like, yeah, I can stomach sex with the guy from time to time, but we also have an open relationship.
Of course they do.
Right.
Yeah. I was in Bellevue for dinner on Friday, and I swear to God, that's all you see.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's not all you see, but in the restaurant we went into, I'm just like... He's loaded, and that's why she's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no question about it. Zero.
I happen to be at the establishment near our house with my buddies at the bar. Throw and his wife come in. They both look very nice. They had gone to this nice dinner. Right. They're both wearing jackets that are slightly gray. And I go, hey, you guys dressing alike now, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
She did not find that funny.
No, she didn't.
No. It was nothing alike. It was like, yeah, it's both gray.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm going to tab out.
All right.
See you guys.
A shocking new study found that constant doom scrolling and worrying damages your brain.
You don't say.
It's almost like it channels it to look for everything wrong with the world and with your life.
That's one thing Miles and I say all the time. I'm sure we're not alone in this, but it's one coming on Monday, so today. Like, you looking at any news over the weekend? No. I do not do news on the weekend.
And then I have to decompress after reading it from the weekend.
Oh my God, people. No kidding. Speaking of decompressing over the weekend, a new study says regular exercise can help reduce the severity of hangovers.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes. I'll go through the hangover.
It's just going to be...
I mean, just, I know me. Through it. I have been through hangovers a lot of my life.
That's a good point, Steve, that there's actually more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to hangovers.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 best hangover cures. Obviously, the best hangover cure for any hangover is not to drink to excess or drink at all in the first place. To those people, I say, shut your whore mouths. I'll tell you what you need to do, pumpkin. Take a mental wellness day. I'm sure everyone will understand if you come up with just the right excuse. Or you could suck it up. Be a grown-up. You did this to yourself. Learn, grow, don't be an idiot. Happy Moron Monday, drunky.
Jesus. You all right, VD?
That would be a great interest. Hey. Like, if you're the boss, you walk in on Mondays, you know what I mean? As your employees walk in, like, hey, happy hangover Monday.
What do we always say? I'd rather fight through a hangover on the weekdays because you got to work anyway.
Yeah.
That I would waste a day that I have off on the weekend.
Always. And people used to laugh at me for this.
You would do this job hungover. You'd prefer to do this job hungover than on a Sunday watching football.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've said to people, I prefer to drink Sunday through Thursday night. And I'm not kidding. Just because if I feel like crap, you know, it's woe is me if you have the day off and if you're looking good. When you got to go to work, man, get your ass out of bed. You don't feel good, but yeah. I've gotten up. I sweat it out. I come to work.
Do my job.
Done. Yeah.
But I'm with Mike. It is kind of nice, like yesterday, like have some pizza, watch some football, take a nap.
You know what the difference might
be? It's the fun of Sunday.
I've got little kids at home. They're not little. They're 12 or 14.
You'll get back to enjoying Sundays.
You know what? You're probably right. Because right now, like they don't care what your issue is.
That's right.
You could have 145-degree fever, be on fire, and being attacked by a weasel, and they're still like... Hey, Dad, can I ask you something, right? So, it's easier for me just to get up, go to work. You got a hangover.
Is that why you two are so damn grumpy all the time?
Yes. That and we're old.
Oh, God. So these are the best hangover cures. Honorable mentions, at the bottom of the list, they just say drink more.
Mm.
Hair of the dog.
Jesus.
Has anybody ever heard of rubbing a slice of lemon under your armpit?
No.
No.
What?
It just says, my friend who bears the distinction of being half Puerto Rican and half Dominican sold this to me as a traditional Caribbean hangover preventative. Before drinking, rub a lemon in the armpit of your quote-unquote drinking arm. While this method obviously did not work, it did give the right bit of bright citrus musk.
Okay. You're drinking arm. Right.
You've been sober for 3 months. Like, yeah, I broke my drinking arm. Couldn't drink.
Couldn't do it.
God forbid I lifted a glass with my left hand.
Coconut water shows up on the list. Pickle juice.
Coconut water. Those are good ones.
Coconut water tastes so bad.
Pedialyte.
I would rather. So the first time I had coconut water, I had a severe, massive, incredible hangover. And Jolene had a bunch of coconut water. She's like, thrill. Just try this. I'm like, dude, good looking out. And I remember I chugged it. I set it down, looked at her, and I said, don't ever do that again.
No.
Just let me suffer.
No. Coffee. Always works for me.
Does it?
I love coffee. Yeah.
I think a fountain soda from McDonald's is just a guaranteed lifesaver.
All right. They go with Alka-Seltzer, which I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah. It helps.
That's kind of my threshold of we've overdone it. Oh. If you see me drinking Lifted Pepto, or if you see me going plop, plop, fizz, fizz, your boy got out of hand.
They say OTC pills and powders.
What's OTC?
Over the counter.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Just your hangover pills. Couple of
pills. I was like, what are OTC pills? I haven't had those.
There you go, Miles. Pedialyte and or Gatorade.
Yeah, of course.
Still haven't tried that method. I kind of want to give that a go.
Pedialyte? I'm going to go Gatorade.
Buy it.
All right.
Remember, Gatorade for athletes and hungover idiots.
And then drinking athlete is what I like to call myself.
My apologies. And then, remember, I broke my drinking arm.
And then Advil shows up at the bottom of the honorable mentions there. So these are the best hangover cures tested and ranked. Miles, you're right there at number 10, Coca-Cola. Sweet, fizzy, and stomach-settling, the triple-fisting troika of Coke, water, and Gatorade has pulled me through many a rough morning, pending my body is accepting fluids at the time.
And, ginger ale. Same as like when you don't feel well.
Good
You still don't feel well. You made yourself not feel well, but you don't feel well. So.
Speaking of not feeling well, that's number 9 on the list. Just yak it up.
Oh. Just be sure you're not dehydrated. You really need to start drinking some water and stuff.
Especially if you're dry heaving.
But the thing is, to me, that's not a cure as much as a response.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, my body doesn't accidentally throw Advil in my mouth, but, like, the puking, I'm like, this is something I must do.
But I have had many a morning, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've passed out, and I wake up, and my stomach is just doing barrel rolls. Like, I just need to go yak real fast, and then I'll go back to sleep.
I'll cut you slack on the middle of the night puke. You go, like, right, let me, as much as I can get out of my system now, so when I wake up, it's not worse.
I have tried this one. Pho, ramen, chicken noodle soup, any other various soups that you've got. As far as
and I know a lot of people swear, like, a lot of my Hispanic friends love, like, spicy soup in the morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
I've heard that. I don't think they're wrong. My problem is, like, I already feel sweaty and kind of hot. The idea of eating hot soup. Not that it doesn't work, but I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
The best hangover cure is tested and ranked. I have used this one many a time.
Yes. Yes.
That is a cheat code.
It works like a charm.
Yeah, it's like, let me take a couple of hits off this. Yeah. I feel better.
Oh, my God. And now I'm ready to conquer the world.
Somebody here is very specific. High C from Jack in the Box.
Ooh, okay. Can you get high C? Well, yeah, I suppose. If they got that Coke machine that does basically everything.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
If we're talking Jack in the Box, I'd throw an honorable mention to the Breakfast Ultimate Burrito.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Or Beef Burrito.
Bacon, whatever. Egg, and cheese sandwich. They would have the number 6. Okay.
All right.
You bet. It's just it's a catch-all of greasy foods all in a big combination there. I would go sausage versus bacon, but you know what? That's just me.
You know what? I don't know that I've done sausage. If for a hangover thing, I always go bacon. I think it's just what I hear. You might be right with sausage. It's even greasier.
Yeah. And you get a little bit more, too.
Yeah, you always do.
Number 5. If they just say an S ton of water. Drink it periodically. Don't just chug a whole bunch. Maybe you'll chug initially just to kind of get that, you know, just to soak the sponge, as it were.
Keep drinking it for like an hour and a half.
Correct.
And it, right.
Also, smart water. I will swear by smart water.
I've never had smart water. All my water's dumb.
Maybe it's mental, but it helps.
Okay.
I got dumb water.
Look, I could tell.
Who cares? As long as it helps.
He's over there drinking his dumb water again.
Has anybody heard of McVitie's Digestive Biscuits?
Oh, that's a big English thing, I think.
Yeah, they are a British digestive biscuit. Wholly unoffensive, go down easy, and when you crush an entire sleeve before bedtime, they'll make sure that you wake up without the flippy-floppy hellscape of alcohol-induced nausea.
Okay, I've heard that.
Are they tasty?
Don't ask questions you don't need the answer to, Ted.
Well, they call cookies biscuit.
Right, if you can crush an entire sleeve of them, maybe. Never done this one, the IV drip.
Oh, they say...
I've never done it.
Hands down the best.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas.
Burning Man.
You've told us that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. You got it in the fridge. It's cold. You feel it going into your veins.
How long does it take before you really feel the pain?
Depends on how much you drank the day before.
Right. Okay, so
like, for instance, mine went down pretty quick. Cobb's took like 40 minutes.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
I mean, I've wanted to try it in Vegas, but one, I've never gotten hungover enough to where I've needed to. And two,
you're doing it wrong.
You start looking at the price tags on those things.
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't know. It's like $150.
I mean, it is instant, though. I can't even explain it to you. Some of the worst shit, right? Because I'm in the desert. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
You get that bag in you. You're back. You're ready.
Okay. Dig it.
They go with physical exercise at number two on the list.
Oh, no.
When you sweat it out?
Yeah, man. If you can sweat out a hangover, you're among the strongest among us.
I like the businessman's workout.
What's the businessman's workout?
Well, couldn't you just go in the steam room and the sauna and not have to really exercise?
Exactly. That's what I just said.
You can still sweat it out, but I don't have to get on the treadmill, right?
It reeks up booze inside of that steam room.
Right, like you walk over, you get a couple curls in, hit that steam room or whatever, and be like, all right, I'm good.
And then the number one hangover cure tested and ranked. You guys aren't going to like it. The heel hangover system, H-E-A-L.
Eat the heel of the bread?
Hydrate, eat something before you go to bed, aerobics as soon as you wake up, and live your life like you aren't hungover.
Okay.
Mind over matter.
I'm going to call mine the hell. Drop the A and I'm all right. I am not doing aerobics. Look, if you do have the presence of mind to eat before you go to bed, I have found it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would throw a cold plunge in there too, man.
Ooh, good call.
I always feel pretty alive when I get out of that.
A woman in Ohio broke the number one rule, Miles.
What is the number one rule?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to the 550. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.